Welcome to Love, Dating, and Chaos with Felicity Reakin. This week, I thought to myself, you know, there are a couple of people who know me really well. Obviously, the first episode was my bestie, Stacey. But there are two young ladies who know me like the wellest. Not a word, but let's go with it. It's my daughters, Simone and Zara. 22 and 20, I became a mom because of them. I think I found like who I am as a human being because of them. But I wanted to kind of pick their brains about what they think about me dating, my dating life, my dating experiences. We did talk about my marriage. If you didn't know, I was married. We've been divorced now for forever. I think it's going to be fine, you know, because your kids love you and also because they've got to be nice to you because you're their parent. Let's hope. Am I doing something wrong?
Maybe not necessarily wrong.
Heavy question.
It's not a heavy question.
Because there's a lot of factors into why you could be single.
Okay, so what are these many factors that you think?
A bad dating pool, high standards perhaps, personality differences between you and the people that you go on dates with.
Okay, firstly, I don't go on dates, so let's just clarify
you
that.
You do go on dates.
Okay, when? How often am I going on dates?
At least once a month.
That's a lie.
Oh.
That's a lie. Did I go on a date last month?
Yeah, I feel like you did.
I really didn't.
Well, you do go on dates, though.
Like once every 6 months, when no. some...
That's still a date.
Yes, I know it's still a date, but just it's when some... nozzle, let's beep that out, decides to eventually ask me out on a date. But generally, I don't. I just... Do you think Tinder's the problem? Do you think my
yes.
online... So where do I look?
Bumble.
Why?
I don't know. I've heard Bumble is better than Tinder.
What, from like your friends?
And TikTok.
And
isn't Bumble where a woman has to ask first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I have... To, guys, you do know that I've tried all of them.
Oh.
The B, the H, the T.
The G?
Is there a G?
Grindr, but maybe not for you.
You're not for me. And it'd be a bit weird. You said there's a lot of factors. You said high standards, Zara.
Yeah.
Are you saying that their standards are too high for me or that my standards are too high for them?
Your standards are too high for them.
What are my standards to?
I think one example, can I bring this up?
Please, it's an open
Brian
conversation.
And your, is it, his
who's
name Brian?
Who's Brian?
When he didn't talk to you for 3 days and you blocked and deleted his number. I was like, maybe that's a bit harsh, hey? That's a bit harsh.
No, I disagree with you.
Well then.
Here's the thing. Okay, you don't know the story, Simone.
Yeah.
I was talking to this guy. It was all going really well. And then he literally just stopped talking to me for 3 days with no explanation. So I'm like, why am I keeping you around? You're just taking up space on my phone.
Okay, no, how long had you been speaking to him?
For like, yeah, for at least like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Okay, that's a valid point then.
See?
Yeah, that's valid. That's not high Yeah, but you're also weird about texting.
That is true. So maybe it's just my own bias coming into play.
I think you're not willing to kind of make compromises with your things. And you want people to follow the way you do things, think about things, and everything. A silly example, but why are they cooking that way? They should do it this way.
But that's right, though.
No.
Right
to you.
That's right,
right
though.
Right to you.
Yes, but also that is correct, though. Because the way that I do it is the right way.
Maybe also a bit defensive.
Okay, spicy mix spice. Possibly. Do I not win the right to be... Okay, fine. Okay, I hear you. Okay, but then it's not a lot of things. So really, it's not me then. I've got high standards and I might be a bit defensive.
That's why I said it to the dating pool as well.
Yeah.
So can we eventually blame the dating pool? Can we say it's them?
Yeah, it can be like a bit of them.
But mainly them.
Some of them.
Some of them.
But mainly all of them.
No. Okay. Sure. That's fine.
Let's go with that.
What do you think went wrong between your dad and me?
You guys are too different.
Yeah.
Point blank.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Also, we weren't really like fully conscious to really know. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys aren't living with like trauma from the divorce that I maybe have not dealt with and I haven't spoken about.
Apparently, I used to push children off the jungle gym afterwards.
Children do that normally, though.
No, but like me.
Oh, yeah, and you're not really the violent type.
Yes, but otherwise, no. I think you guys were just too different.
Yeah, just
so it made it too tumultuous. But I think it was just that. I don't think it was something
else.
Do you think that my search for love, do you think it comes across as desperate or do you think it's valid?
It's valid.
Valid.
Yeah. Everyone deserves love and everyone wants love and there's nothing wrong with searching for it at all.
How about you guys paint me my perfect man? What do you think is the perfect man for me?
10 to 20 years older.
A ginger farmer. From the Free State.
Drives a 4x4.
Yeah. He has to have a farm as well, like a big plus farm.
Old.
Has a mustache.
Okay.
Old.
Okay, you say old, but like...
Old.
Oh.
Older.
He has lots of money from his farm.
Of certain descent.
Okay.
That's why I said ginger.
Yeah, but hey, anyone can be a ginger.
That's true as well.
Okay, not really.
Yes, anyone can.
I know, but not like really, really.
Okay, the majority of people who come out ginger.
He does whatever you say. Very obedient, yeah.
So a submissive man. A submissive man who is a farmer.
Yeah.
My chemer liefde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a reason why we're talking about my chemer liefde. I do have a thing for a ginger man. I don't know what it is. It's this weird.
An old man.
Stop it with the old.
It's Mom's true.
Been going after the youngies.
Okay.
No, the youngies have been coming up to me, but also, yes, I have dropped my age to actually younger than me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of locked to her.
Because you've got a weird thing about age. So according to you, what age should I be looking for? The youngest I should be looking for and the oldest I should be looking for.
Okay, I think oldest, maybe like... 55, because that's already a decade older than you.
Okay.
And youngest, maybe like 40.
Really? 40? That's like 35.
No.
Why not 35?
No, because 35 is also a little bit too young. Right?
What would you do if I came in with like a 30-year-old?
No.
Why?
Because that's closer to my boyfriend's age. Ooh. That's weird.
I mean, I'm not going to date your boyfriend. Why? What if he's got like a job? What if he is a ginger farmer with a farm?
No.
Does he have left money to him? From the plus?
Yes.
No.
Okay, I could get behind it.
You're so easily swayed. I love it. Your age, what age should I be looking at? Do you agree with Simone?
I think you can go to 60. I think 60 is okay. And 35 is fine.
Oh my Gordon babe.
Simone, these are consenting adults past the age of brain maturity. I don't think...
There's some 35-year-old men that have... Their frontal lobe is not developed
yet. But there's some 60-year-old men whose frontal lobes aren't developed.
Yeah, but at least there's, like, hope.
No, there's not.
Oh, well, then there's no hope. There's no hope.
Kids? No kids for this potential
partner. Zara's anti-kids.
They have to be, like, at least 17 and up.
Okay.
If they're, like, under 15, no. Okay. Not at all. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree. You can't be stepmom to... babies. It's weird.
Why?
No. It's weird.
Why is it weird?
Guys, do you want to be a stepmom to children? To like, mom, imagine an 8-year-old running around. Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
I'll send them to you guys.
No.
Hear me out, because you guys think I need a submissive man. I'm going to disagree with you. I need to be with somebody that I'm submissive with.
No. Okay, can we stop using these words? It's odd.
Okay.
Because then also it just leads to weird ideals and stereotypes. Ooh. You just need someone that has a strong personality like you.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can match personality-wise. So they have a strong personality and they know how to hold themselves and they're confident with themselves and in different situations.
She can't have the same type of strong personality.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying, because
different, but just someone that is confident with the way that they carry themselves.
So confident but quiet.
Yes.
Possibly. As in you don't speak.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
How do we feel about, like, being a second wife? How do we feel about polygamy?
Excuse me?
polygamy. You heard me.
No.
No.
Thank you.
No, not at all.
Not for you.
No, but for you.
No, for you, okay. No.
I mean, you wouldn't want to be a second wife.
You don't know me.
I do.
You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't be down for that at all.
What do you guys think that I should do to help move along this process?
Get yourself more out there, perhaps.
What do you mean by out there?
Like, I don't know, go out more often.
In public?
Well, that's generally where you meet other people.
No, you see, I think that's a useful thing because you guys go out and meet people and then you're snogging random strangers. When you get to my age, you're not going out and snogging random strangers.
I'm pretty sure you have done that, did do that this year. Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, that was one time.
Yes.
That was one
but still,
time.
You could, it shows that you could do that.
Oh, it was, but I didn't see that person again. Well, am I just going out snogging random strangers and then hoping that...
No, you don't have to kiss them. You can just meet them and hopefully get their number and talk from there.
Okay, I feel a bit weird about it though because as like... So there's this weird like, I don't want to say patriarchal, but patriarchal way that I am. Like, I want you to ask me for my number.
Yeah.
I don't want me to ask you for your number. But is that actually working for me though? I don't know. I mean, do you think men actually like it when women are like, yo... Give me your number.
I've heard that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And majority of the time on TikToks, they say that you're not going to, like, you're most likely, like, what is it? Dunk your shot or something like
that. Oh, shoot your shot.
Well, not shoot your shot. After you've shot your shot.
Oh, and you've dunked the ball.
Swish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the sound of a ball?
Going
swish. What kind of a basketball court are you?
A special one.
Okay, so yeah. I must go out in public is what you're saying.
Yeah, or just go out more often. Even if you're not looking to talk to someone, I think just getting out there.
Where am I going?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Where am I going? As me, where am I going? I'm not going to the club.
Go to pottery classes.
Okay.
Well,
do you agree though? Do you think I must go out more often?
Maybe, but also I do think it is difficult for your age group to meet people just out in the wild because also at that age, people are kind of weird about, like, dating.
Mm.
Like, they're weird. Like, some people are like, oh, too old. I'll just die alone.
Ooh.
And so they're kind of weird and orkies.
Thanks. Cool. So I'll just carry on this journey by my lonesome. Oh, if I went out on a date though, and I was like, oh, I'm not sure about this person. Like, would you guys go out on the date with me? Like sit at a different table?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I actually spoke to somebody else about this and that's literally what happened. This guy's daughter came with them, but she didn't know. And then the whole time the daughter was just staring at them.
Ooh.
And so you guys wouldn't stare and stuff.
No, I'd be a bit more incognito than that.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
But then would you come, probably like, if the date was going well, would you, like, come over and say, like, okay, bye, Mom, we're leaving now, or no?
No,
we just leave.
Yeah. Because
you don't want to interrupt your date, especially if it's going well.
Okay. What if it wasn't going well, though?
Well, then we'd rescue you.
You just do a signal.
Yeah.
Signal. Like this. Yeah.
And then we'll come and rescue you.
And help.
Okay, so before we continue, I reached out to the youths, okay? I wanted to find out from the youth if dating is also so messy. And believe it or not, it is. Take a listen to this.
I'm 22 years old and I used to be a club host. So meeting a lot of people and one of the bouncers were interested in me and invited me out on a date. He said we were going bowling. And when I got there, he was sitting at a table with six other guys who I assumed were his friends. When I saw that he was sitting with all of those people, I quite literally ran away. But he saw me, so that was a bit embarrassing. Eventually, when he wrapped up with his friends, he then was supposed to meet me at bowling. And he came upstairs. We met each other, we conversated, and then his friends too came along, and then he left me with all his friends. He left me with these friends that I've never met before. Yeah. So, but, I mean, on the bright side... On the bright side of things, I had a good bowling session with all of his friends. I don't know where this man went. He did not tell me. he was leaving, he just left and just left me there. So I had to make new friends, and I made new friends. And then I thought I was going to get stolen that day. But hi, I'm 22 years old. I'm a model actress. And I would say I have been around a lot of people and met a lot of people, but have taken or have been on a few dates myself. And I would think that this is one of the craziest experiences so far. I met a guy through work, through a modeling gig, and this guy, we had been talking for about 2 weeks, and he then asked me out on a date. So he invites me to a very fancy restaurant, or what I would label a fancy restaurant in my books. He was there before me. I arrived. He was okay, dressed well, very nice. Okay. I was in under the impression that this is going in the correct direction. So we were talking. He tended to speak a lot about himself, which for me was not okay. I didn't really like that, but I just listened, you know. When I say this man was ordering like almost everything on the menu. Okay, not almost, but like he was ordering a lot. I think I had just ordered something to eat and drink, and he was ordering. But I was like, sure, your money, like I'm not judging. And then I had excused myself to go to the restroom. When I came back, he was not there. I did not expect it. I just sat down very confused because I thought, okay, maybe he too went to the restroom. But the waiters were looking at me also very confused. So I just sat down. And I ordered myself one more drink, and then I asked for the bill because apparently he had not covered the bill before leaving. So I asked for the bill, and I nearly, like, I thought I was washing dishes that day. I'm telling you, when I say that that bill was so extravagant, and it was not even me being extravagant, like, that bill was insane. So in conclusion, I paid a hefty bowl, like a huge bowl, and went home to drown my sorrows at the gym because that was the healthiest thing to do. But anyways, that I'd never heard from him again or seen him anywhere again. So yeah, I hope he's having a good life and hopefully not doing that to other women.
Please don't do that. Don't leave somebody there. If you can't afford food, then don't eat. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Anyway, let's get back to my children who will now once again, you know, tell their mother where she's gone wrong with life and stuff. I love my kids. Did I tell you that? I love my kids.
Do you think that I will find love? Or do you think this will be my story forever and forever? Amen.
No, Mama.
No, I'm not being negative. I'm just saying, like...
No, I think you will find love. Mm. I think it's in your journey. Like, you know, some people only get married in their 60s.
Oh, great. Now there's diapers involved.
But still, love can find meds. You at any age, at any time.
That's true.
I think you should still be hopeful that it's out
that
there.
That is so sweet of you. I don't know if I want to bang at 60.
Well, then okay. Don't.
Yeah. Also, I think the more you look, the more it won't come.
Okay, you know what?
That sounds like the worst piece.
Do you know what?
No, it's not advice. It's just a comment.
That is the one thing I'm telling you now as a single person. I hate, and every other single person hates the most, is people in committed, happy, healthy relationships going, it will come to you when you stop looking. Or,
no, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you see, the TB is coming for you because of the nonsense you say.
I just said, not like stop looking. That when you make it, when someone makes it, like, okay, it's good to be driven and motivated and seek for something. But if you're making it your main focus, then you forget about other things in your life that could actually contribute to finding love.
I should have never allowed you to go and study psychology.
It's true, though. I know.
Yes, I know it's true.
Yeah.
I just also need to point out that we don't like it when you say, like, the right things that are correct. because it annoys me. Yeah.
Sorry.
Also, am I the best mom in the whole world?
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes. You don't sound... Thank you, Zara. At least you sound convinced. Simone's like, yeah, whatever.
In your previous relationships, what do you think you could have done better in them?
Ooh, valid question.
Nothing. Okay, to be very honest with you, I think that I was very... hard-headed. I don't know if that's the word. Hard-headed. I think my personality as a whole can be very overpowering. And I think that if I am annoyed with you, I am not very good at... I'm not here for conflict resolution. I want you to stop doing what you're doing, which is not very productive within a relationship. Because I'm just like, stop it.
Yeah.
And then if you don't, I get annoyed.
Yeah.
And then I move on.
Yeah.
I also... Stop agreeing with me. Stop it. I think that I could possibly learn to be more, not patient, because I'm very patient.
Oh, sure.
What does that mean?
Very patient.
Excuse me?
You're not patient.
I can not hear you, what?
You're not
patient. No, speak up.
You're not patient.
What do you mean I'm not patient?
You don't have a lot of patience.
No.
That's fine. I don't either.
True.
Sorry.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm impatient?
Yes.
Yes. You don't like waiting in line. Yeah, you don't like if someone's not doing something your way, then you get impatient.
Yeah.
You don't like when people drive normally,
I prefer mum's driving.
Though. Thank you. Hello, Pot. This is Kate. No. I've seen you drive.
Yeah. No, but I'm patient. I'm still patient. I cruised behind the little truck today.
Why would you do that?
Because it was actually doing, it was fine. It was like a chill drive. It was like 85, 90. And I felt like it. Okay. Anyway, see, impatient with that. When things aren't going quick enough or your way, then you don't like it. But like, you're not intolerant. Like, you don't like have a meltdown.
Yeah.
You just would prefer to not be in situations that are annoying.
I do agree with you on those things. I do prefer to not be in situations where things are annoying. I don't understand why people seem to have all the time in the world. It makes no sense to me. Because surely if you just do the thing and do it right and do it properly and do it now, then the thing will get done. And I do think that as South Africans, and this is maybe just a judgment call and maybe just a PSA to other South Africans out there, is please just do the thing that you're supposed to do so that I don't get annoyed with you. That'd be really nice. You know when people use that term African time?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Either. Ooh,
but I hate being late as well. Though.
Thank you.
Being late is literally just disrespectful and rude.
It gives me
that's like
malfunctioning in my head because I'm like, why aren't you moving? But yeah, I am impatient. So in previous relationships as well, my brain is I tend to think very logical, and so when your behavior to me is illogical, I don't understand why your behavior is illogical, and I don't understand why you don't see that it's illogical and then rectify it.
Yeah.
Is that fair on the person who's in a relationship with me? Probably not. But I also don't know how I'm going to change it because I feel like I've been this way for so long. And you know the whole thing about like, oh, you don't want to change who you are for somebody else. Like, I don't know if they shouldn't maybe just put up with it.
But then maybe you're just finding the wrong men. If you keep finding men that all behave in a certain way that you don't like, then maybe it's just the wrong men.
I mean, it's not that I keep finding men because that wouldn't be the problem. We wouldn't be doing this podcast if I had just men that I was finding. But yes, in the few relationships I've been in, self-awareness is really important, guys.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? So, yes, I do know that I'm impatient. I'm not oblivious to it. I do know that I can be very overpowering, and I do know that I can be very inappropriate and say shocking things. But I'm self-aware of it. I know. So, why are you looking at me like that? Like, I'm not
see, the reason I first asked you this question is because self-introspection and looking at who you are as a person and how you, not how you like put yourself forward to others, but just how your actions, your behaviors, your words are affecting others. It's very important to get that down before you can move on in a relationship. And self-awareness is great, but self-awareness without taking action to rectify something that you're like, oh, wait a second, this maybe isn't that cool, then it's kind of empty.
That's a psychological thing. Identity confusion and identity something else where your identity is formed. And one of the things is if you can't pass through that stage of identity versus identity, whatever the confusion and the forming, then if you get into a relationship after you haven't formed that, then it can cause problems in relationships because your identity isn't concrete. And like she was saying, you can be self-aware, but are you putting action into your self-awareness sort of thing?
So you're saying I need to work on my impatience?
Exposure therapy, going to drive behind a truck today.
You are smoking all the crack in the world.
I mean, yeah, like maybe work on being a little more tolerant because you're always going to want things to be done in a fast and efficient way. There's nothing wrong with that. But maybe have a little more tolerance and understanding that not everybody works on the same wavelength as you do. Although that may be the superior wavelength, they don't work on that one. So just a little bit more tolerance would be like, okay. I'm not saying you have to be like, it's okay, you can take all the time, whatever, but just being like, okay.
And perspective taking is a very good thing to use as for all humans.
Perspective taking?
Perspective taking, like seeing like, okay, this person is walking so slowly, I'm so annoyed, I'm trying to get somewhere. Instead of doing that, you rather try and see, okay, maybe their foot is sore, maybe they have an injury, maybe there's something wrong that makes it so that they walk really slowly. Maybe they're just oblivious at the moment and they really aren't noticing that people are around. Maybe it's something that's just out of your control. So being able to take other people's perspectives as well in dating and friendship, like, okay, they're doing something in a way that I don't like, but let me try and see maybe why. What is their perspective? Why do they do it that way? Why do they think that way? Maybe if I learn about the differences in other people, then you learn more, but also you can maybe integrate stuff into your own bookshelf of knowledge and doing things and understanding ways.
You guys are incredible.
Thanks.
You've done so well. You make me so proud. I mean, I'm not going to take any of that advice. F*** that. But I'm not kidding. I will. But honestly, that's very wise. I'm not going to lie. The sound of taking the why are the people doing this makes me go, that sounds like work. And what's the word? Like unpaid for work that I must do for this other person. But I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. And I can hear where you're coming from. And it is all very good advice. And you're lucky that you can't be adopted out to other people.
We are quite old.
Not that so. I want to. I love both of you. You literally are my be-all and end-all. And you're the reason I breathe and live. And I'm exceptionally proud to call you my daughters. And I honestly just think you're going to go in and then take over the world.
Slay.
And yeah, I just adore you.
Love you.
Thanks,
too.
Thanks,
Bucky. Yeah, but please.
Ooh.
Oh, talk about the truth. You know, when you have children, you always think to yourself, I want you to be honest with me. It's really important to me that you are honest with me and that you share how you feel and what you think with me because I'm there for you and I'm your number one fan and hopefully you're my number one fan. Some of those truths were not painful, but they were spot on. They were absolutely spot on. Even though, I make jokes and I can be considered dismissive, they were spot on and I'm so proud that I've raised girls who will speak their mind. And will call me out on my bullshit. I am going to try and implement some of the advice that they gave me. But I'm also going to take Simone to the doctor because can we not? Can we not be doing a podcast with your mom and then there you are? Kidding. I love them. Okay. You know what? Next week's episode of Love, Dating and Chaos with Felicity will be just as fun and introspective and real and honest. Whew. Maybe go and ask like your kids what they think. And then, I don't know, hit me up on social media and let me know. It'd be fun to see. Okay, bye!